Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning. Thursday, August the 17th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, and humid is now what the weather report says. Humidity in this particular area. Do want to remind everybody, tomorrow morning we will be broadcasting live from the streets of Bucyrus, the Bratwurst Festival 2023, starting at 8:15 a.m. through 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and probably doing the Friday night show from there tomorrow as well, 8:15 until 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Now remember, if for some reason you tune in tomorrow and you're hearing a repeat or something is wrong, it's because we're in Bucyrus. Stick with us. We'll get the problems ironed out, as they would say. And so stick with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. The dirndls, the polka music, the whole bit. And stop by and see us if you're over in Bucyrus tomorrow. We'll be in front of the office. There you have it. Let's see here. What else did I want to say? The back to school. Big back to school giveaway, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. Free backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the app at the McDonald's on Marion Mount Gilead Road. All right. Let's see here. Okay, I think that's all the information. Now, we had the interesting story before I went to break there. And does anybody want to weigh in on it who was listening, who didn't get a chance because we took it right up to the break? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We're talking about, it's a fascinating story. And you can look it up on the internet. It's out there. It's in a lot of places. That a New Jersey court ruled yesterday. I don't know if they ruled yesterday, but it's sometime this week. That a Catholic school had the right to fire a girl because she was pregnant. All right, I knew somebody else had something to say about this. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to be short, Scott. I know you're talking about pregnancy, but what about an affair? Say if you were the governor, the mayor, or even your preacher or teacher, if they're having an affair. Would you put up with it? I know the police, I don't know if they get, taken off the thing or not, but it's kind of dangerous because somebody could get mad even in an office if they know somebody's having an affair, come in and shoot. And the police, I think it's dangerous and stuff like that. You know, if you can't live with somebody, just, you know, get a divorce. It puts everybody in a situation. And some people, you know, get angry and do all kind of things. So would they get rid of the police if they were having an affair, if one's married or both married and all that stuff? I don't know how they do handle that either.
So you're asking if you were a police officer, if you were having an affair, would they get rid of you?
Yeah.
Well, I think
some places do, but I don't know about if it's, like if they catch you doing stuff, they usually take you off the force. And like if your governor was having an affair, would you put up with it or want him out of office? Or if your mayor or your church, where the church, they would probably get rid of the preacher. But if you know somebody's having an affair, would you, it's after, well, I don't know, it'd be after their job too, or a teacher, if you knew the teacher was having an affair with, you know, the superintendent or somebody, you know, a teacher, not just a regular person. That's,
well,
you know, something to think about. I'm just throwing that out.
No. It's an interesting question, because I will say this, and I don't say this, and obviously I'm not going to give any names, but I've been in the media now here for 21 years in Marion, and I've covered a lot of political people, and I've covered a lot of police officers and firefighters, and certainly I've been involved in the education industry.
And I will tell you that every one of those instances you just explained, I have been aware of. Now, what's interesting is that it wasn't broadcast. Nobody talked about it. It wasn't, you know, and again, an affair is one of those things that, how are you going to prove it? It's very hard to prove. Even if you are absolutely for sure it's going on, it's very hard to prove. And it's not illegal to have an affair. Now, it may be not the most moral thing you ever do in your life, but it's not illegal. So I don't know how they would fire you for having an affair. I really don't.
I think they do because, well, I know it's a police stealer stuff they fire, but I've heard of, because sometimes even though they're a policeman, one will go kill the other guy or something and stuff, and I wondered how, you know, how they handle that. I'd kind of like to know if, you know, how they handle that, because they, if two, say both are, she's a policeman and he's a policeman, and you can't let it go on. They can't have an affair when they're married to other people. And that just, you know, I don't know. See, I don't know how they handle that stuff. So, I mean, would you get, well, I know the policeman, you'd have to almost get rid of him. You couldn't let that go on. And, you know, like a teacher with another teacher. See, I don't know how they handle that, if they just, you know, stop it or you're fired or what they do. So I'd like to, if somebody knows about that, you know, call in and... maybe a policeman or somebody, whoever, call in. And because it's disruptive, they're doing it after their work job too, you know what I mean? But the pregnancy thing, I don't know. I don't know how they'll handle that, because it's not fair to the woman. But then, I don't know, it's just, that's where people, you know, they have different morals, you know, and stuff, and that's where it kind of gets touchy and things. So if you're a Christian, you're going to believe more strongly, I think, than just, you know, just an ordinary person, maybe.
It's possible. And you know what? I don't fault anybody for feeling how they feel. They're allowed to feel how they feel, and they're allowed to do what they do. But I guess the consequences are the consequences. And like Adam was saying, I think one of these questions in this particular case in New Jersey is, how would you ever know if a man was doing it? You just simply wouldn't.
You don't. That's where the woman really gets... She, I mean, that's what I said. If he's a stud for, you know, the stuff, why can't she be a stud too? But then she's pregnant, and image is a lot. You don't put somebody for an office that they're known as the town drunk, or they know to run around and stuff. People, you know, it matters to them and things. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know. You know, I don't know. A lot of people are very forgiving, and a lot aren't. You know, they just want to, you know, and stuff. So I don't know.
It's interesting. We'll see if
it... I really don't, because to me, you know, I wouldn't do it and stuff. But, nobody's alike. They can't tell you who to like and what to like and stuff and things. And, you know, I don't know. It's just like, I mean, if I knew my kid's teacher was having an affair and stuff, well, it would probably be doing something about it.
Well,
I wouldn't like that, because I don't know if he'd go in and shoot the school up or, you know, something. It's, you almost have to, you know, that needs to be stopped. But the woman shouldn't be, I don't, you know, not, because I knew in my hometown when somebody got pregnant, oh, that was the worst thing, you know, that could happen, you know. And, you know, and stuff. And it's not right. They're really... I'm not going to say demoralized or something, where the guy, you know, nothing said about him. And the girl just takes it, you know, she treated awful, you know. But it's not so much like that anymore. Back in the 50s and 60s, you know, you just didn't hear that stuff much. It was kept quiet if it was, so.
It's an interesting, well, we'll see what somebody else has to
say.
Yeah,
maybe somebody that knows some of this stuff, what they do or something, would call in and, you know, just get an idea because, and stuff, so.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, that's a whole nother question. Well, if you're a politician, if you're a police officer, if you are a teacher and you're having an affair, does that qualify you to be fired? Because that's certainly happening off the clock, I would think. You know, the problem I would see with that would be favoritism. Well, if you were having an affair with somebody at the job. Now, if you weren't having an affair with somebody at the job, I guess it wouldn't mean all that much. But, you know, I always hear, like in college, teachers having relationships, professors having relationships with their students. Now, that's not illegal because in college you're both of age, but are you going to give that student better grades? Is there a code of conduct there? I don't know. Does anybody have an opinion? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, again, this all stems off of this story in New Jersey, in which a teacher who had been there since 2014 was fired for becoming pregnant. Now, and she was single. Now, the reason she was fired was because the school said that she was not abstinent. And the court in New Jersey has ruled with the school that they're allowed to have that rule. But the question then again is, was she really being abstinent? Well, clearly she wasn't. Was she really being abstinent before this, and just because she wasn't pregnant, nobody could tell? And how would you ever hold a man to that rule? And as an employer, do you have to be equal under the law, and do all laws have to blanket all people? I would think that laws would have to blanket all people. But I don't know how you could say that law or that rule is for all people, that everybody has to be abstinent that is not married. But clearly, the woman is probably more apt to give it away than the man would be. How would you ever know if a man was unless somebody told you? So there you go. That's the question. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 if you have any opinions on this or anything else. It certainly is an interesting topic point, talking point. We should, we'll get into this tomorrow morning from the Bratwurst Festival. Boy, what a thing to talk about from the streets of the Bratwurst Festival, 8:15 a.m. until 1 p.m. I really don't know. Like I said, my only question is, how do you know if people are being abstinent if they're not pregnant? That's a question I would have for the school. How do you know? And the other thing I would wonder is, you know, if you're a role model, because I assume this all comes back to role model, what in the world is a role model? How many times can you be married? How many times can you get pregnant? What is a role model for kids in school? I don't know. I mean, it's not for me to judge that, but certainly people do. Obviously, the school board does. Obviously, the administrators do. Obviously, parents might have an opinion on that. I don't know. Does anybody have an opinion out there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have an opinion on this, we'd love to hear it. And again, broadcasting from the Bratwurst Festival tomorrow morning, 8:15 a.m. until 1 p.m. in front of the office, and probably there pretty much all day, as we will do the... as far as I can tell, the Friday Night Live broadcast from 8:15 until 10 there tomorrow. Come say hello. We'll be in front of the office. And the whole gang, I think, will be there. Matt, Sean, Pastor Whitaker, Pastor Craig, Carrington, the whole gang, 740-751-4038. All right. Well, we did do a Family Feud question yesterday, and I don't think we ever did get the final answer. I know people are hanging on this category to get the final answer. Now, the category was, name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Now, we got all the answers but one. We got scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, and sunny-side-up. But there is one answer left. Did anybody ever come up with that answer overnight? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it by chance an omelet?
Not an omelet, but a good guess.
Not an omelet. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side-up, and one more here.
Go ahead, caller.
How about poached?
Not poached, but a good guess. Hey, you have any thoughts on this teacher getting fired?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, were they Catholic? Is that what it was?
It was a Catholic school, yeah.
Okay. If all Catholics was held to that standard, you know, and, you know, practiced abstinence, I could see it. But that don't happen.
Well, but the New Jersey court sided with the school, because what they said was that she knew that being a single woman, that is what that school believed. So the fact that she got pregnant obviously tipped them off that she was not being abstinent. So the court ruled that yes, this Catholic school is allowed to have this rule.
She agreed to the terms, huh?
Well, she must have.
I don't know. There's too much, you know, when somebody gets in a little bit of trouble, you know, they lose their jobs or lose this or lose that. I mean, whatever happened to what you do in your own time is your own business?
Well, and that's a question, too. Obviously, I don't think she got pregnant on the job. I would imagine she got pregnant off the job. So if you're a teacher, can a job legislate what you do off the clock?
Yeah, you know. If it happened there at the, you know, on school grounds, I could see it, but I mean, I bringing a kid into this world's one of, you know, the most natural things there is, you know. I don't know.
Well,
married the guy she got pregnant by, or she plan on having the kid anyhow?
Well, I think she had. I'm pretty sure she's probably had the kid by now because this has went to court. But I think she's just ticked off that they fired her because she'd been there since 2014. But the question also has been around this morning that if this rule applies to everybody at the school, the women who don't get pregnant or the men who might be saying they're being abstinent might not be. But how would you know?
Right.
So that becomes a whole nother problem.
Yeah.
It's a mess, which, again, it all comes down to role model here. And as I've said, how many times can you be married and divorced and be a role model? How many people can you have relationships with and be a role model? How many times can you be pregnant and be a role model? Where are the standards here?
I just don't see it. I mean, you know, we hold too many. And who's a role model? I mean, like, somebody's going to pay $1,000 to go see a Taylor Swift concert or something. You know, Taylor Swift's your role model. I mean, you know, hopefully you got better things to do than idolize somebody like that. You know, have several role models instead of, you know, a handful or something. I mean, you know, sooner or later, those people will do something, and everybody in life, you know, does stuff that they're not proud of. I mean,
well, I don't think we should ever idolize anybody, but I think we can like people who are doing things that we do and say, well, you know, I'd like to do it as well as that person does it. And I think that probably becomes a role model. But what about their personal life? How, you know, and honestly, it does go back to the abortion thing. I mean, this is a big issue here in Ohio. I mean, if you've had an abortion, are you a role model? I don't know.
I knew that was going to be a big issue. You know, that abortion. You know, people get tired of the government telling them what to do.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't. I see both sides. I see why it's an age-old argument right now the legalization of abortion, and it's going to be on the ballot in November. But, you know, I see why both sides believe what they believe, and putting it on the ballot is going to make this very interesting.
Well, I can see, I don't like to see abortions happen, but, you know, it can be the best thing, you know, for a person, you know, or for a couple, you know, at times. And, you know, our planet's dealing with excessive population. Anyhow, look at China, you know, you're only allowed to have one child. I mean, and then if they force those people to have the kids, you know, then let's say the diehard Republican do-gooders, you know, they don't want to spend a dime on taking care of that kid, but they want to tell you you gotta have the kid.
Well, but I think some Democrats would fall into this category on some things that they believe in as well. I think it falls on both sides of the aisle. I just, you know, here's the thing. When people do not, as I was saying earlier, and I don't know if you heard this, when we were talking about marriages, you know, if somebody is willing to get married three times, they're willing to get married four times. If they're willing to get married four times, they're willing to get married five times. There's just a flaw in their personality that they cannot fix. Apparently, they fall in love every time the light turns green. And it doesn't make them bad people, but they certainly should recognize that they have a character flaw and maybe try to work on that. Now, that is what a role model does. I mean, when we think about alcohol abuse, when we think about drug abuse, when we think about things that we want people to not have, gambling addictions, at some point, you've got to realize that what you like doing and what you feel comfortable doing is not good for you. Now, other people can take a drink and not get drunk. You obviously can't do that. And I do put marriage in that category because I do think people look badly on that and judge it. And it's unfortunate. But at some point, when you start racking up several marriages, I think you got to say, hey, I got a problem here. Other people can do this. Other people can get married and be married forever. Other people can get married and divorced and then just live with each other. I can't do that. I can't say no. And as Nancy Reagan said so many years ago, just say no.
Right.
And that's I really believe that. And there is a term for that. A matter of fact, I believe Abby brought that up to me. I think it's if you're married three times, it's called a serial marrier. There actually is a term for that.
Like they can't stand to be alone, and, you know, they fall in love at the drop of the hat. I mean,
well, it's because it's not really love, and that's probably the root of this problem.
Well, they you know, they're confusing loss, you know, with love, or, you know, if feels as good, it's got to be, you know, love, you know.
You know what I think they confuse with love, to be honest? I think they confuse love with security. Because when you are alone, it is just more financially difficult. It is just more, it is lonely for some people. They don't like to be alone. And when somebody else is around, it doesn't really matter who it is. It takes some of that financial burden off of you, and it also takes some of that loneliness away from you. And I think that's what happens, and that's what's confused with love. Love, to me, is doing those things with people who aren't giving you financial support, who aren't living with you, who aren't around you all the time, but you still want to be around them. Now, that's probably more of a love than just being not so lonely. But you can't tell them that because they don't see it that way, and, you know, that's showbiz. But you can't tell an alcoholic, you can't tell a drug addict, you can't tell a gambler, you can't tell them either. So what can you do?
Just let them do their thing, I guess.
Always have a pot of rice in your pocket to throw every time they get married. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. 38 minutes past the hour. That's 740-751-4038. All right. The category, by the way, back here at the farm. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side up. One left.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott?
Yes.
It's me. I got one more thing to say about that situation, and that's it. What if a woman isn't married, but she goes to a clinic? You know, they go to those clinics. They don't want to be married or something, but they want a child, and they get pregnant that way. You know, the whatever it is, the stuff. Now, would they still get rid of her, even though there's no, she could prove that she went to the clinic, those clinics, you know,
I think if you're married, they would be okay with it. I think what they're saying.
No, she's not married, but she wants a child, and she goes to these clinics to be, whatever they do, and she gets pregnant. Now, there's not a man involved, there's that, but if a school, like a Catholic school, they have their beliefs, and if one of those things, rules, is that, then I don't think they have a standing. You know, all this suing, you know, you don't like, because you have to wear this or something, and then suing. If, as long as they have the rules, and that's one of them, if it was me and I got pregnant, well, I'd just quit. I mean, well, there's no sense in suing if that's a rule and you don't follow the rules.
But, well, I don't think it was getting pregnant that was the rule that was broken. It was not being abstinent. So my guess is if she could prove she went to a fertility clinic and did not have relations with anybody, then she'd be okay. I think it's not that she's pregnant. I think a married woman also would not have this trouble. I think their problem was unmarried.
Impregnant.
Yes. Well, no, not unmarried and pregnant. Unmarried relations of any kind.
Well, somebody would need a full-time job because I don't think they can even keep track of that, probably.
Well, apparently this place does. And I guess when you get pregnant.
Well, I don't know how they could do that because.
Well, when
if you're dating and stuff, somebody would have to be watching each person like crazy. That don't make sense.
Well, when you get pregnant, you're pretty for sure that something has happened.
Yeah, I know then, because, I mean, everybody has rules, and nobody wants to follow rules anymore. But I've got an answer for the question.
Go ahead.
Now, I've got two. I'm going to put them together, because if not, I don't know. Do people bake them or put them on the grill somehow and do eggs?
No baked or grilled, but I think they do. But they're not on the list.
Well, I can't figure out what else can you do with an egg.
Maybe somebody will have it here.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
The category again, name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side up, and there's still one answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour here. Again, the category, name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side-up, and still one answer to go. 740-751-4038. And if you'd like to comment on the teacher in New Jersey at the Catholic school who was fired for getting pregnant and the court has upheld the firing due to the fact that the school has an abstinence policy for people who are unmarried. I don't know. It's fascinating. Those are the little stories, I think, in life that we can get away from politics with, which are nice. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say decorate them, like a decorated soldier. Decorate them?
No decoration.
No decoration on the list here today. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side up, and one answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answer here? Boy, we'd love to finish this category off. We've had it for about 2 days now. And remember the category, name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side-up, and one answer left. Does anybody know what the one answer is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, you know, I'm trying to think of a hint, because this category certainly has drug along here for the last 2 days. You know what's funny about this last answer? It really doesn't describe a person at all, even though that's the category. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. It really doesn't describe a person. It's just really more a way that eggs are prepared. Let's put it that way. Just more of a way that eggs are prepared. Does anybody know a way eggs are prepared that we haven't named? Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side-up. Does anybody know a way that that eggs are prepared that we have not mentioned? That's really what the last answer is about here. 740-751-4038. All right. Does anybody have the answer? Many people must not have their eggs prepared this way. That's what I'm learning. All right. 740-751-4038. Okay. Or do you want to comment on the teacher who's fired? You know, what is morality? You know, that's an interesting thing, because I would guess morality is different from person to person. And I'll tell you also something that's kind of interesting. The younger somebody is, clearly, the less things they have done in their life that probably they would consider mistakes, I guess. All right. Go ahead, caller.
The only other one I can think of is soft-boiled.
You know, not soft-boiled. It's a funny category, because this clearly does not describe a person, but it is a way eggs are prepared.
All right. I'll keep thinking.
Hey, thank you.
I know, this is a tough, tough category here. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Now remember, this last answer really does not describe a person.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about deviled?
Not deviled, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not deviled, but not a bad guess. 740-751-4038. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
I don't know exactly how I'll say it, but, you know, some people like their yolks, you know, hard or firm.
You know what's, I hate to say this, but I've never had my eggs this way. That is the final thing. I don't even know how these are prepared, to be honest with you. I've heard it before. I've heard the term before, but I don't know how it's really prepared. I don't know if it's firm or not. This is a term that I've heard in restaurants.
You have heard it before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard it. I've seen it on menus. But it doesn't have anything to do with a person's personality. I don't get that. All the other ones did, but this one really doesn't. But it is a way I've heard people refer to eggs being cooked before.
Does it have anything to do with the yolks being hard or firm? Or?
You know what? Let me keep you on the line here for a second, because I'm actually going to look up how this is prepared. And I'll know. Let's see here. Well, you know, I don't think it has anything to do with the yolk, to be honest. Now that I look at actually, you know, I actually did know what this is now. I don't know. You can probably get them around here, but not in every restaurant.
Well, people marrying just don't get around, do we?
You know, I guess, I'll tell you where this is. Okay, I'll give you this. It's a, because this is what it says online. Somebody will Google it and get it. Now, don't Google it, people, because I want to see just really how good you are. But this is a very popular way people eat their eggs in New York City. That's what it says. Region or state where people eat their eggs this way is New York City.
Huh.
Yeah, but don't Google that.
I don't see what New York City has to do with anything.
Well, it just, I looked up how they're prepared, and it says, it tells the main ingredients, but I don't want to give that. And then it says breakfast or brunch is when you can eat it. And then it says the region or state it's popular is New York City.
Well, hopefully some of those brainy people you got listening to you will come up with something.
Yeah. You have any more on the old teacher there? It's been an interesting topic this morning.
Oh, I feel sorry for her. I mean, you know, it could have just well been an accident. And, you know, at least she was not having an abortion and going to go ahead and have the kid. Then they would have really crucified her if she had the abortion.
Well, if they knew. Most people don't know, and that's what I've said before. You know, I guess that's a private thing, and you shouldn't mention it, and don't mention anybody who has if you know. And, you know, I don't know. It's very confusing. It's, like I said before, it's hard to legislate morality because everybody has a different set of morals. But it is interesting that obviously, and I'm not just talking about men here, the women there who are on birth control, I guess, how would you know if they were doing anything?
What? True, you know.
Yep. So, I don't know. But we'll see. 10 minutes left to go. We'll see if anybody comes up with this one.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Don't Google. Let's just see how smart you are here. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over easy, fried, sunny side up, and this. Now, it does not describe a person. I don't know how they consider this describing a person. But they do. Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live from the Bratwurst Festival, 8:15 to 1 p.m. tomorrow, and then tomorrow night.
Go ahead, caller.
Poached.
Not poached, but a good guess. Any thoughts on the old teacher?
Well, it's one of those situations where they probably aren't looking, you know, to find people who violate the rule, but when an obvious exception, an obvious violation comes up, you know, then they have to take action. You know, now, if some girl was suing a male teacher there for paternity or something like that, I'm sure he would be disciplined as well, you know, according to their rules, you know.
But even for paternity, couldn't a man just say, I've never been with that girl?
Well, if the test proves otherwise, then I think he's going to have a hard case to win.
Can you force somebody to take a paternity test?
In Ohio, you can.
That's interesting. Because what I wonder about this is, and I hate to say this, but clearly this teacher who had been there since 2014, I'm guessing was not abstinent. Probably not abstinent at any time. But it was the pregnancy that gave her away. So really,
the evidence that gave her away, yes.
Yeah, so that to me is kind of, I don't know, that's very strange in a way, because I don't know. How do you enforce that rule? I don't know.
Well, I think you just wait until the obvious evidence comes up, and then you take action. I don't think they go around testing people or looking into their behavior so much, but when the obvious evidence comes up, then they have to take action.
Well, but that brings up an interesting point, though, is they didn't say that, because I don't think you can say you can't get pregnant, because then they would have to fire every woman who had kids. But is this really about her being pregnant? Because clearly you can see it. Now,
this is about her being a single mother, and they try to have a religious or an ethical model that, you know, two people in a relationship, not just one, and that, you know, she is acting outside their code for behavior.
Now, she should have just married the guy, you know, because we've got these serial marriers. She should have just married the guy and then changed the date of the conception, I guess.
Well, that happens.
It does happen. It's a strange story. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
Not poached, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. The Family Feud question here. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, and sunny-side-up. Final answer. Really has nothing to do with a person, and I hope nobody Googled this. Go ahead, caller.
I have another question. I said I wasn't going to ask one, but do they hire divorce people, teachers? If a man or a woman's divorced, will they hire them as a teacher? How do they believe?
I don't want to speak for this school, but I'm guessing since most Catholic churches excommunicate people for divorce, that they probably would not.
Yeah, see, I believe that they've got to fit rules, and, you know, and if something happens, but they can't check on everybody. God, I'm going to give a funny answer. I'm going to say whipped.
Not whipped, but that's a good guess, not whipped.
All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side-up. And this final answer, and it, like I say, it really doesn't describe a person. It's just a way eggs are cooked. So does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. With under 5 minutes left to go, Voice of a People with Linda Sims is up next, 10:15 to 12 noon. Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1. And tomorrow morning from the streets of Bucyrus, starting at 8:15 a.m. for the Bratwurst Festival, or as I like to call it, the Bratwurst Festival, from 8:15 until 1 in the afternoon, and then Friday Night Live, 8:15 to 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Big programming. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I found a recipe in my Better Homes and Garden cookbook. It's called Scotch Egg.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, what goes into Scotch Egg?
Well, you take a soft-boiled egg, you wrap it in sausage, and then you deep-fry it. I don't know. It doesn't sound healthy to me, but...
That doesn't sound exactly like the health plate. But,
not exactly, no.
No, not that, but that's a good guess. We're more in that category, though. I'll tell you this. It's not just an egg. There is more to it, like your recipe.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to try egg salad.
Not egg salad, but a good guess.
Not egg salad. Name a way eggs are prepared that could also describe a person. Scrambled, hard-boiled, over-easy, fried, sunny-side-up. And our final answer here. And again, it does not describe a person. Why it's on this list, I have no idea. It's more of a way that eggs are prepared. And I have heard this before. I've seen it on menus. You know, we have a lot of places that serve a lot of breakfast around here. When Denny's was open, they did. Perkins certainly is a big breakfast place. Bob Evans is a breakfast place. I'm pretty sure I've seen it on the menu in some of those places.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Eggs Benedict?
That's it, Eggs Benedict. Now, how'd you come up with that?
Well, you said that there was more to it than just the egg. And that just popped in my head that you know, I've heard that before.
Now, have you ever...
I don't know what Eggs Benedict is.
Well, it's eggs with hollandaise sauce, and I believe a muffin and some bacon is involved.
I'll have to order that sometime. Just...
Now, you've seen that on the menu, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said I've seen it. I don't know that I've ever ordered it. It certainly doesn't describe a person, so I'm not really sure why it's on the list in that regard.
What is a person?
Well, yeah, it is. It's actually, named after a Benedict. But it's a strange thing for this category, but Eggs Benedict sounds good, though. I would take that in a second.
Yeah, once you make us some, we'll try it.
Yeah, we'll just fry up some eggs and muffins and so on and so forth. I'll tell you who's a very good cook is Carrington. Did I tell you at the fair that she sold a pie for $200, a peach pie?
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I was listening that night.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Are you going to listen to the big... What's that?
She's really a good talker, and she seems pretty knowledgeable.
Oh, we had so much fun last night. She came to the studio, and we really just... she is funny. She is entertaining. She does not give me an inch on anything. She's just a very bright, smart, and 22 years old. You know, she's not a kid. She's older than Matt by 3 years.
Yeah, they're pretty close, same age.
Yeah, but I mean, she...
You want to explain to them about your policy there. If you have a policy, like...
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you explain it to them.
Yeah, I better tell them about the abstinence policy here at WGH Talk.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. I wouldn't want to be the person policing that.
No, let somebody else do that.
You going to listen from the Bratwurst Festival tomorrow morning?
We're not going to be able to call in, are we?
Not be able to call in, but be able to listen.
Oh, yeah, I'll be listening.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
See ya.
All right, we're out of here for today. Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes up next day. Thank you for all the calls and all the opinions. For this Thursday, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play. I went to the chief. And George Bush didn't quite know what to do. But Bobby just started dancing.
To legendary talk show host,